1, 2, 3, 4! We're with Elizabeth.
Captain Dance.
Of the Urban Eats Cafe. But we're actually recording that musica. She likes tiny things, like ukuleles.
Spoils the Vagrant.
The Vagrant.
It's just my size. That's, I don't know. It fits right in my hand. It's like I can.
She.
the ukulele. She's talking about.
I feel like it's to my
while we
scale.
Were setting up, she goes, "Oh my gosh, can I touch it?" We were like, "Yeah, sure, here you go." And she's like, "I've never held a ukulele
can
before."
Can I touch your wood?
Oh my gosh, the ukulele!
Give it to her.
The ukulele.
No, it's no. If everyone could see it, which I'm sorry they can't, it is beautifully.
We will
crafted,
take a
it's
picture.
We will it is wooden. It is tiny. It is.
It's I my mean, dad's.
It's his dad's.
Wow. Don't lead with that, dude. I love your ukulele. It's my dad's.
Go on busking with a ukulele. This is my dad's. Hey, we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Well, we got into it.
Who are you even talking to? My name is Ben.
I'm Ryan.
And
I'm Liz. Hi, everybody.
Liz. Hi. I just hit myself in the face.
Anywho's, like I said in the theme song, we are recording live at Musica right now. It's right next door to the Urban
True.
Eats Cafe.
True.
Miss Elizabeth here runs the Urban Eats Cafe.
I do.
How long have you been running it?
Well, we actually started just serving at the shows at Musica in the evenings back in February of 2010.
Okay.
But in May of 2011 is when we actually took over the existing Mocha Maiden coffee shop and converted it into what people see now. We rebranded it. Decorated. We call it a pop art cafe. That's why it's so colorful.
I love all the pictures. It's so cool.
Thank you.
You do most of those, don't you?
I don't. Our chef, Jason Scala.
Oh, Jason does them,
yes,
right.
Got to give Jason props. He's the hard worker that makes all the food taste good. And
oh, we should get Jason on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Liz.
Can we go get Jason? He's going to come in here. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. He's anything but the chatty one, so you're welcome to, but he'll be like,
he'll be quiet the whole time.
Yeah, he'll be like this.
Okay, so where?
No, keep going.
Where?
No,
oh.
Ben.
I know. Like I thought she was talking to me.
No, he's awesome. He does all the artwork in there. It's all hand cut stencil art, and he is a chef by profession. He went to culinary school, so he actually makes all the food taste awesome that we're known for. But we
you're just like the face.
You know, I just hang out. I just
Do you work there at all? Are you even employed?
I just show up. I tell people that I've been here since 4 o'clock this morning, and I'm so tired. When actually I got there like half an hour ago.
Oh, my God.
No, I actually manage the house and the front of the house and all that fun stuff and book all our catering and handle all our events and marketing and things in the business and things. And then we collaborate when it comes to the food. I help design the menu every month. He basically leaves that to me. It's the most fun thing I do is get to design the menus, pick out the new items. It's a task in that you have to balance everything. You know, the menus always have to have a certain number of.
Is it like a weird math equation?
I honestly wouldn't
like
use that
hamburgers.
As a metaphor necessarily. I just have to balance it creatively. There has to be some vegetarian items. There has to be, you know what I mean? There's got to be something for everybody. There's got to be just a good old kind of hearty, wholesome meat and cheese type item. So depending on what people.
What's this month's heart and holdy? Wait, hearty cheese item.
If you're going to quote me, better get it right. No, there's a French toast ham and cheddar panini. This month, so we take our ciabatta bread and we dip it in, you know, the typical French toast egg mixture, but it's got some cinnamon in there as well and some vanilla. And anyway, we make French toast out of that ciabatta, and then we sandwich ham and cheddar between, and you get a side of syrup to dip it in.
I haven't eaten all day. I'm so hungry right now.
And then we also have a chicken and sausage gumbo pie, gumbo pizza. It's we make the gumbo in house, and so that's a very meaty, very hearty.
What were you going to say, Ben?
I was going to ask what gumbo was again. I've had it before. I just never
remember
what it was.
We do twists on things. So we call it a chicken and sausage gumbo. It's seasoned. The secret to that particular item is that it's seasoned with Jamaican jerk seasoning. So that's what gives it that awesome flavor, that awesome twist. But it's got the consistency almost of like a chili. And it's got a lot of the tomato-based, you know, sort of aspects like a chili. And then it's got some finely chopped bell pepper and onion. But the chicken and the sausage that we use are really good in there. And then that seasoning is what makes it. And we spread that on a flatbread crust, top it with cheese, bake it up, and when it comes out, we top it with fresh chopped green onion. So those two items are like the kind of like manly, meaty items of the month or whatever, but
Ryan's drooling.
I'm really hungry. And all I had, I was at work today, and all I had was, we got subs, like, every, like, couple, like, every time I work in a machine shop, and every time we empty out the metal bins, we take it down to scrap, and then the boss buys us sandwiches with the money from scraps, right? So, like, the more scraps we get, the sandwiches
the bigger
we get.
The sandwich.
I know, right?
So you get footlongs today, boys.
Today we buy one, and everybody gets one bite today, guys.
I didn't realize you had another job, by the way. I thought I was in the hands of, like, real professionals.
I mean, we're professionals. No.
I thought this was all you focused on, and that I was
honored.
What
are you talking about?
But now I find out, oh, this is, like, on the side.
Oh,
I
no.
It's not radio just show.
It's, it. I'm it will at one point.
I'm kidding. I love you guys. I'm so glad I met you.
When we walked in today,
I just,
you thought
what I'm
Chris
saying is,
me,
I think this is all you should do because you're good at it. You
me?
You don't need to work in scrap anymore.
You are good at this.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm good at talking.
Yeah, but you're good at, like, bringing bringing the talk, like getting other people to talk.
You think so?
Yeah,
bring
guys,
the talk.
Bringing the talk.
You guys really think so?
Yes.
I do. I your personality, just when I met you, even when there weren't microphones and everything like that set up, when I first met you in the cafe, I was struck by your energy and the project that you described.
Ben has a way with words.
People come in and talk about things like that all the time, and some stand out more than others. You guys stood out as, like, just cool people that I wanted to interact with.
When we first started the show, the
asses officially kissed.
Yes! Thank you!
Don't say I didn't help you get to the top.
That's the point.
Oh, hi, Cody.
Guys, yeah, we have a live audience member today, Cody Stanley, my buddy. He's in. Elizabeth actually told him to get out of his eyesight, because he's just sitting there awkwardly.
No, I like it now. Now it's more like a comfort, you know. I've kind of.
Cody, don't move. Stay right where you are. She needs
now
to
you're
see
not
you.
Allowed. What? You have to pee? No, you're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait. Hold it.
Okay. Wait,
I'm sorry. Should I not talk about food and then say
no? You're
like
fine.
That? Like, do you have to pee?
No. Listen, when you're talking about food and stuff like that, people are gonna, like, manly men are gonna listen to our podcast because that's our main audience. I mean, we got so many manly men.
It's
audience
all just
members.
Our
See,
whole
I didn't know. I didn't.
Men.
I didn't know who
they're
your
gonna hear
was.
And they're gonna come down here and want some of that gumbo.
No, that's good. Well, come in in the next week or so then, because we do actually change our whole menu up every month. So come May, we'll have a whole new selection of the wraps, the paninis, and the pizzas. But there's always something for everybody. So, like, those were just examples.
Are you allowed to tell us what that is yet?
Ooh,
or
can
do
you give
you
us
know?
A sneak peek?
Ooh. Well, for the manly men.
Oh, wait, guys. This is a soap exclusive. You heard it first here on Spoils of Akron podcast.
You're not lying. Nobody does know this yet.
Oh, yeah. High five, Ben.
They just made out. It's weird. But back to the sandwiches. We're going to have a panini called El Cubano.
Ben, not my ear.
Which is like our twist on a Cuban sandwich, which, you know, guys typically love. It's pork and ham, and it's got the cheese and the, Jason does it upright. It's going to be on the ciabatta and all that, like most of our paninis, but the guys love the El Cubano. And then, even if you're manly today, you might be health conscious. You might not be, you might be vegetarian, and that's totally cool too. We're going to have our killer falafel wrap will be back. We make homemade falafels, so that's another cool item.
I think the whole manly thing was kind of a joke. Like, is our demographic really just all manly?
I don't know. You run the you run all that.
You guys totally made me think you had like a Howard Stern crowd out there, and
geez.
I got a little. Oh, great. Well, I hope there's some ladies listening. We also I appreciate girls who eat hearty too. You know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, your ladies, like, you would love our curried carrot slaw wrap. You know,
we have a salad that you'd love.
If you'd like three pieces of spinach with a slice of tomato.
It's got some beans on it.
That's not even cool. We love
ranch dressing. No.
We're foodies, and so we appreciate people who appreciate good
food.
Now,
did you love food growing up?
Oh my gosh, yeah. My mom and dad were awesome in that my mom was a really good cook, and every meal, I have to say, we had the traditional everybody sits down for dinner and my mom
Are you
make,
Italian?
She's Italian.
Yeah.
So
called it.
It was always really well balanced. You know, you had like, a meat and a vegetable and a salad, or if she was making one of her pasta dishes, an Italian dish, it was you'd get up on Sunday morning and smell the garlic and the sauce at 10. Oh. By the time it was 10 o'clock in the morning, you could smell the sauce on the stove, and it would go all day. So I grew up with really good cooking, and man, she could bake. She was awesome. And then the other cool thing was that they were not shy about taking us out and exposing us to really good food, whether it was nicer restaurants or dive bar fish fries. Like, they were really cool.
So did you grow up in the area?
I grew up in Medina County primarily, so not too far away.
So what was like the best restaurant you remember as a child that you went to? Maybe not the best, but one that stuck out.
Okay, so let me think.
To me, it's always Luigi's.
See, I never went to Luigi's until I was an adult. I never came to Akron
Ben's
as a kid.
Been there.
I still have never been to Luigi's.
Half the people just shut this off, by the way, because I just said I never came to Akron as a kid.
That's fine.
I had no reason. No, we grew up in the burbs of Cleveland, so if we were going to, say, a big sporting event or a music event or something to that effect, it was always 71 north to Cleveland.
Okay.
I remember my dad, you know, he was a salesman, so he used to entertain a lot, and he would take us. He had a membership at Tanglewood Country Club, which sounds all fancy and everything, and it was, but whatever the heck. so I remember as a kid, mind you, having, like, escargot, and I didn't think anything
what?
Of it. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, yum. And now I'll tell you what. Now I'm
you
like.
You don't like it.
Now I'm like, the idea of it, I would probably do it again. I'm not shy. I'll try anything again or once. And it's been a long time. But like, so just that sort of exposure and that sort of fearlessness, like, you know, try everything and be exposed to everything. But then we'd go to the Cavs games at the good old Coliseum in Richfield back in the day. And so as a kid, we loved doing that and going to Bun Stuffers, which a lot of people may or may not know about.
No. We all looked
you
at
had
Chris.
To go like way.
Chris, it's not because you're old. It's just we all looked at you to see what you would say.
It was like way in the upper levels. Like, it was a hike to get up there because you had to like either climb on the stairs or whatever the heck. And it was way. And then it was, I don't know, maybe it was the neon lights. I was a kid, so I was there were like these neon blue and neon pink lights like decorating it. And you could get like just dogs and like, you know, just basically sports arena type food. But as a kid, you know,
I thought
it was
you were
awesome.
Like actual dogs. I was like, you could buy dogs at the Coliseum.
I ate a dachshund.
Oh.
I know, they're so cute, right? Why wouldn't you eat an ugly dog? Why are you gonna eat the cute dog?
Put it in a hot dog bun.
Yeah, with mustard. I mean, that's the one that fits. So
snapped an Instagram
I can see
first.
Why that's what they carried.
When you were growing up, did you go to Panini's up in Cleveland? Have you been to Panini's up in Cleveland?
As a young adult.
You've been up to Panini's?
As a young, you know, if you were partying in the flats or whatever.
Isn't
you know,
that the place to go?
That was late night food. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same place over on Steele's Corners now? They have another location?
I don't know if it's now become a franchise, but the...
There is more than one Panini's,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. But
there was a Panini's...
in Kent, I know.
On Main Street at one point, wasn't there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think Jason managed. I think Jason managed the kitchen. my best reference for that. Back in the day.
I know the one up in Cleveland.
There's a Panini's on Exchange Street.
There is now.
No, there was.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, there
was. That might be what I'm thinking of. That might be what I'm thinking
of. I know the one up in Cleveland. I believe that's the original one.
Mm-hmm,
the
right.
one in the corner right there.
And that's the one I went to.
Okay. Yeah, I love going up there.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh and been to...
I've been to Pittsburgh, yes.
Primani Brothers?
We don't talk about Pittsburgh here.
Why? It's the spoils of Akron.
I went
podcast.
There. Yeah.
Spoils
I went,
of well, Pittsburgh I ca- podcast.
Oh, wait, I have the official connection as to why it's okay to mention it. The Knight Foundation and Leadership Akron,
yes,
AKRON, actually funded an Akron to Pittsburgh trip a couple weeks ago that I went on with a really cool group of people from the city. So,
details. Okay. What happened?
Oh, on the bus. I can't talk about that.
Not on the bus. But what'd you guys do in Pittsburgh?
Well, it was the whole point was to gain inspiration to
oh,
see
cool.
what, you know, either small business owners like myself or organizational heads could get inspired by and bring back to the city and make happen.
Is that like a well-known thing in Pittsburgh, like a lot of local cafes and small businesses?
I think the idea is that they have a good number of things to pull from, ideas and so forth, that have worked for them as a city, and it was like a one-take trip type thing. So the city of Akron did this back in September, I believe it was. They did Akron to Detroit. Actually, I don't remember what month. Don't quote me on that. But you know what I mean? I don't know if you're aware of these trips that they're doing now.
No.
No.
Well, you guys, I would recommend you to them if they
yes.
ask me.
get on board.
Yeah.
We're
just going to talk with you about it.
Be great candidates for it. Actually, the Beacon was nice enough to actually do a whole article. They had a journalist that came along on the trip, and she ended up doing a piece. It made the front cover of the Beacon with myself and three other small business owners here in town out on the patio right here at Urban Eats.
Wow.
So it was a really cool experience. It was something I'm very grateful for just as a business owner for the networking aspect. The people that were on this trip were just, some of them I knew, some of them I knew a little bit or just by acquaintance, and some of them I didn't know at all, and now I do, and they're just, they were all just great caliber and high caliber individuals for what they do, whether it's for nonprofits or for the community.
So what did you learn? Anything like, any, like, I mean, seriously, like, what, going there and going for inspiration, what did you bring back?
Sure. Well, right off the bat, when we got there, we had a brunch, and there's a place called the Union Project. It's a it's a church that's been converted into this beautiful sort of event space.
Okay.
Slash, there's artist studios in the basement.
I love when people take old buildings in the basement. Like that.
They did a great job, and it was cool. It was a painstaking process. They got into that space, and it was anything but ready to go. It had holes in the roof, they described. The windows were all knocked out. So their first big project was to raise money and get the stained glass windows replaced, which they did, and they're beautiful. Hmm. But this nonprofit organization specifically had a gentleman named Jeffrey that sat and spoke with us. We could convene with whatever group we wanted after the brunch. There were different groups broken up, and they would focus on this, focus on that. And these people could not have been more welcoming and forthcoming with information about what made their organizations or projects work and what they would recommend specifically for us. So I asked them questions about, like, hey, I work at this great location in our historic arts district.
Such a great location.
District, where we have all the potential in the world to do more indoor-outdoor type events. Mm-hmm. And I described the farm and flea market that we started last year that we're going to continue with this year. It actually starts up again next Saturday, May 2nd, and that will take place the first Saturday of each month throughout the summer now, specifically so that then you can go to the farm and flea and to the Akron Art Walk, the downtown art walk, right afterward. You can make a day of it, which was the point of creating the event. We wanted to give people another reason to come downtown mm-hmm. on the weekends during the day. People want to know why we're not open on the weekends during the day, and that's why it's very quiet if you're downtown, unfortunately. Mm. On Saturday afternoons, Sunday afternoons, you might go to the zoo, might go to the art museum, and then you're like, okay, now what? So we want to create more reasons for people to be able to visit
make
downtown.
It like a whole day event. So you come down in the morning, you come to the craft thing,
right.
Craft mart, and then from there, you
Farm and Flea. Akron Farm and Flea.
And then go to the art walk, and then at night end up the here nightlight. At Musica.
Oh my gosh, this neighborhood, at night, you've got so many options.
Yes.
You won't even be able to do everything you want to do. You'll have to come back, which is a good thing too. Because obviously whatever shows here at Musica or at Blue Jazz Club or upstairs at the Wine Bar, that's going to change. You know, you're going to see a whole different show the next week. So that's a great thing. But the indie theater is also a new aspect to this neighborhood. The nightlight.
It's light. So cool. Have you been there before?
Oh my gosh, I've seen numerous movies.
We saw one. But that's the thing about Akron is, like, it's downtown Akron is starting to flourish, I think.
It really
right?
is.
Because what the blue jazz
that's
concert,
new.
That's
oh, blue
new.
Is beautiful.
And the nightlight's new.
That's less than a year.
Now, see, here's the thing, right? People come into my cafe and the coffee shop that I run with Jason is like the hub for this neighborhood. People come in, they might just want a cup of coffee. Maybe they know us for the food and they're there for that. But then they're going to, you know, every so often, every single person is going to have some sort of question about what else is going on. Hey, do you know what's at Musica tonight? Or, hey, what's that blue sign out there about?
Right.
So they ask us all these questions. So one of the things I took from Pittsburgh is that I am going to be kind of acting as a tour guide for the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, you were talking
inspired,
about this.
Yeah, I'm going to start something called Coffee Walks. And have groups of people meet at the coffee shop early evening, one night of the week, and I'll be posting more information about this on the Urban Eats Facebook page.
We'll send it out there.
And basically show the people the ins and outs of the neighborhood. Their curiosities will be satisfied. I'm not just going to point and say, yep, that's what's over there, that's what's over there. I'm going to take them into each, even whether they're open or not. They might be closed and they get to really see behind the scenes. There's also apartments in these neighborhoods, residential. So, you know, for safety and security reasons to start, we're probably going to do it by invite only, but then ultimately we will see where it goes. And I'd like to continue and give people tours downtown. I've lived and worked in this neighborhood since 07. So mm-hmm. I have walked the entire perimeter of downtown, biked it, you know, delved into the little nooks and crannies that, you know, people don't normally see.
You probably shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely shouldn't have, you know, no trespassing, and I was all over it.
Oh, great.
Construction sites, I mean, you name it, whether I was,
will these be on the tour?
Oh, yeah,
all right, guys, we're going to jump over this fence, run as fast as you can. Ready, go!
Waivers will be signed and lives will be risked.
All right.
I mean,
Lewis, come back.
So you said you've been here. You've been
yeah. Don't bring your kids.
Oh, where's Johnny? We left him behind. Oh no. He couldn't jump the fence.
There are some creepy stairwells. That's for sure. No children allowed. I don't want to be responsible.
Creepy stairwells.
There's one right over there. No, that's the thing too. I don't want people to be scared of downtown. I'm joking. I want them to be comfortable as we are, and expose them and expose the spaces to them, and you know, kind of give them that inside look and also introduce them to the people that mm-hmm. are not always in the forefront, like myself.
Yeah.
The interesting people that
the
make things work.
Residents.
Oh my goodness!
This city is just filled with them.
It is true. Yeah. This neighborhood alone is filled with them, and yes, the entire downtown area.
Uh-huh. I mean, you can walk out, you can run into any random person, and I mean that's the point of this right here. Is we want to meet people like you. We want to meet other people. We want to connect stories. We want to connect people. The other day, my dad listened to the podcast, and on his lunch break, he went down and talked with David DiDomenico, the guy we just interviewed last week, and he had a 30-minute conversation with the guy. It's supposed to make the citizens and the people who live in this city and make it great connect with each other. And that's the point of this. It's
correct.
It's supposed
you
to,
just summed up what that whole trip was all about.
Yeah, it's supposed to bring people together. For different events, for things in the community, for music, for comedians, for whatever is going on, people need to know about it. And we're in a band. It's hard to get people interested. It's hard to get people to like your Facebook page. It's hard to get people to watch the videos, to look at your statuses and all that. And whatever outlet you can use, use it.
Absolutely. And I'm all about, I plug and I support what I believe in. So here's a good example. I've been writing for the New Devil Strip magazine. And the editor, Chris Horn, was...
You got to get us in contact with that guy.
I can do that.
Thank you.
And the editor, Chris Horn, who's awesome, and anyone who's met him at this point or knows what he's doing will agree. But he is also doing this project called Unbox Akron.
Yeah,
we talked about it. Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, thanks. I'll just stop talking.
No, I'm sorry.
You obviously
keep
know.
Going.
No.
I right, mean, Unbox
later.
Akron,
bye.
What's that?
Bye. It was nice talking. No.
Come back.
No, I'm kidding. You guys know about it. It's out mm-hmm. there. The Knight Foundation actually believed in enough to, mm-hmm. you know, they awarded grants for it, which is a big deal because only so many of these grants were awarded. And so it's a really cool project that's going to be coming out this year. And we had a little meeting for it the other night at Chili's. And somebody had brought up something about, well, how are you going to market this, Chris? What's your marketing strategy? I think they put it very, very sort of like that, you know, what's your strategy? And so I was just like, you know, I was looking for, I thought there'd be more enthusiasm from that group. And I think they were just being a little more trepidatious and cautious than I thought that they mm-hmm. would be learning about it. But all good.
They're being professional.
They ask serious questions and those are important. So I was appreciating that aspect of it as well. But in any case, I said, you know, when it comes to marketing something like this that's really good for the community, for Akron in general, mm-hmm. that the Knight Foundation believed in enough to invest in, and that's going to incorporate so many different businesses and experiences and bring people. You know, he's not just putting tangibles in these boxes. He's putting tickets for experiences.
Right.
Where you can meet over here and have like a such and such at this location at this time. So it's going to engage people with their community and with their downtown surroundings or wherever these things may take place around Akron.
I think it's so cool.
So I'm saying market what is best for everybody, because it's best for you too if you want to be selfish about it. But more importantly, you know, when she asked that question, I said, well, every person in this room that was in that group anyway had either a business of their own or an organization of their own or was affiliated with something that had to do with the city. And so those are all marketing outlets. Why wouldn't you plug a project like that? Why wouldn't you help? And if everybody does their part, on top of the fact that he received the attention he's already received for the grant, it should do fine. But my point is plug what you believe in and what you want to see happen in Akron, because it helps that we should all market for each other.
Yeah.
The Unboxed Akron
rambling
thing.
Over.
No, you're fine. You're good. The Unboxed Akron thing. Well, the other thing that I think will be really neat about that, just the idea of it is, let's say you and I both get it. That automatically gives us something to connect about. That automatically gives us something. We met for the first time.
Complete strangers.
Complete strangers. maybe they see that you're wearing, I hit Ben's mic, I hate your mic. it's so, ugh.
Oh my God, he's giving the mic evil eyes, that's weird. Like the mic is
so let's say two real, people meet like for the first feelings. Time, and in the box, the from Unbox Akron, they both get a pin, and they both wear that same pin. You see somebody wearing that pin, you automatically have something to talk about. Connections.
Sure.
I mean, and that just builds relationships with whoever you meet. The weird guy at the bus stop, your boss that you don't like, just people that you've never really talked to before. It's a way to connect.
Or any product that's in the box, mm-hmm. you know, or the idea of the buddy system, if you will. Some of it's going to be, as far as the experience-based end of it, it's going to be bring a friend kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so that
cool.
you're not just going to some place that maybe you've never been, but you're bringing someone else along, and you're going to have more fun, obviously, if you're with somebody you want to be there with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you're also then exposing them to it. So it's designed to be that sort of exposure, but also obviously to benefit the businesses and everything like that. So every business, whether they're in that specific box or not, should support it. Every organization should be all about it, because the idea is to get people to go get out more who aren't used mm-hmm. to doing. You know, there's people that commute and work downtown that I can't even tell you that we'll talk to, and they don't even know what's going on.
Right.
It's very surprising to me at this point, but it's kind of. That's a more prevalent problem than you think.
That's what I think is so cool about, like, the Devil Ship just starting up, or and even us, and even some events going on, and, like, the Nightlight being almost brand new. It's only, what, like, less than a year old mm-hmm. now? And Ben said it. He said it. The city is flourishing.
It is.
There's different events coming up.
I can't keep up.
Just this area right here, the historic district. You said you've worked here for...
I've lived here longer than I've worked here, so I started working here in February of 2010 when we started Urban Eats in the back of Musica. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This area around here, what was that Jilly's before it was Jilly's?
Jilly's is over in the north side.
Not Jilly's. The Blue Room.
Nothing.
Correct.
Now
it's the Blue Room, the Jazz Room, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And it's beautiful.
It's in the basement of one of the historic buildings. That building is actually called the Hermes Building, and it's in the basement of it. And if anyone could have seen it before, you would be you'll be impressed when you see it. Anyway, it's beautiful, but if you could see the comparison, the before and after, oh my goodness. I mean, it was just cellar-esque. It was just gravel floor,
like there was
mildew
a serial
on the
killer
walls.
Living down there.
It was musty, it was completely unfinished, it hadn't been touched any, I mean, it was dusty. It was just an ignored, very old building basement. Very dark, very, you don't want to be in there kind of thing. And now it couldn't be more polished. Oh my goodness. It's completely state of the art in terms of the lighting and the sound for that stage. It's just phenomenal what Tony did. I have to give credit. The man that does all this, and owns all these buildings and is responsible for the renovation of this neighborhood is Tony Tropi.
Mm-hmm.
I call him
Akron. Hear about him
I call
a lot.
Him Akron Superman. You saw him walking by a few minutes ago behind me.
Oh,
no,
we
missed him.
No!
The Silver Fox. Yes, he was here.
I thought that was him. Something.
How did you know?
Oh, my God.
Something in my head. He looks like the guy in charge. He looks like the guy in charge. When I saw him walking
by. I thought I looked like the guy in charge.
No. When he walked
God
by.
Damn it.
He had a like a binder. He
I
had
to
a
cut
binder.
My hair and dye it silver.
He looked at us and he like
That's
smiled.
It. You just need silver hair.
I knew it was him. Oh, I did. I really did. No.
I think he was writing back.
He's going to be like our Moby Dick.
He was walking by, rather, right as I was saying, ass is officially kissed, and I think that made him kind of smile, like, what is she doing?
Oh,
what is going
no.
on?
Oh, my gosh.
No, he
That's
is,
hilarious. Oh.
No, he is hands down my local hero. He is, it's almost like the laundry list is too long of reasons to thank that man for what he's done around here. It's just, impressive is just not even good enough. He goes all day and all night. I've never seen anybody with energy like his. I've never seen anybody wear themselves so thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Cody. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. Yes, Cody, do you have a question?
No.
We're taking questions at the end.
Please save your questions, Cody. Come on now.
But that's cool. I mean, that's what the podcast is about, is sort of discovering this culture in Akron. But at the same time, we're finding out that, you know, the culture...
It's already
like
started.
Akron is building a culture as we speak, you know, and as we discover it, more people discovering it is building that culture.
It's a snowball effect.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little snowball on the top of the hill.
I prefer the metaphor of the rock that rolls and gains moss.
Mossy rock?
No. Rolling
that's a,
Stone.
That's a song. That's a song that our band plays sometimes.
Mossy Rock.
Can you play that on the ukulele?
I can.
Oh,
play it right
try
now.
It. Try please, it, Ben.
Please. No, I'm not gonna play it. It's a licensed song. Licensed.
Not
music.
Our version.
If I hum, no, will you do it? If I hum.
What are you talking about?
Hum?
License
to the song.
Yeah, it's just the
I don't
song.
Think, I don't think mm-hmm. if you play a cover of it, I think it's fine.
I'm just gonna hum
no,
anyway.
It's not. You can't just play covers of it.
I think we get 15 seconds.
Wait, I don't even know what I'm doing.
I know, I sing background on it, too.
There's a musician setting up for tonight that's totally digging this.
I can't do it. Oh, wait.
Ready? And then I would go like this.
Ryan's playing invisible bongos. Oh, I brought that little hip hop aspect and he got pissed.
It was good.
That was it.
Next time
he's
we
like,
stopping.
He's like, if you're gonna do that, I'm not
gonna. She ruined it.
We have a show on Sunday. You need to come specifically just for that song so you just go, oh yeah.
No, I'm never gonna do that.
Or if you're listening on Monday, we
I'm
had a show yesterday.
Yeah, that too.
Not only am I never doing that again, I can't believe I did that at all.
Why?
No,
I want to fill people in because I feel like I say things and they're like, what is she talking about? So, yeah, we're in Musica and there's a band setting up for tonight. Actually, the first musicians here setting up, and I think it's Roxy Moron playing tonight. Cool thing about Roxy Moron and bringing that back home to Urban Eats is that during the summer, it'll be starting up next month, actually. Our first musician is a local musician named Zach. There's going to be lunchtime concerts every Wednesday.
Wait, Zach who?
Friedhoff.
Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So he's going to be performing basically every Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. You can get lunch at Urban Eats, and you get a free live lunch concert out on the deck. There's a raised deck and patio outside in front of the cafe. And so we'll have live musicians every Wednesday, usually for about an hour from 12 to 1. These guys play sometimes Roxy Moran, and then other local musicians. We'll change it up throughout the summer. But the cool thing is that it's not just like for our customers. I love what it does just for the neighborhood as people are just traversing down the alley to go to other places or coming, you know, from their cars to their office or whatever the heck. It just like livens up and there's live music in the neighborhood. It's really cool.
They just like
I'm sure the people whose offices are right outside that deck are just like really productive for that hour. I did check with them. They're okay with it.
Oh, good. Well, they just renovated the bar in here, didn't they, a little bit, right?
Oh, my goodness, renovated. They doubled the size of it. It's absolutely beautiful.
More booze!
Woo! That's right, more room for more alcohol. So, no, the Musica Bar is the most beautiful bar now. It's got these beautiful orange glowing lights in the back and all this beautiful hard, dark stained wood. And, they did. They're getting ready for tonight. They're setting up. You guys get that sort of
we get like at
pre-concert.
I know. We get to be in here when everybody's setting up. Mm-hmm. I feel like a celebrity. Ben?
Do we get to meet Roxy Moron?
Yeah. Do we get, like, front row seats?
One of them is here.
Backstage passes?
Do you know who Karen Starr is? She's in the band. She's the lead female vocalist.
Okay.
And she also owns Hazel Tree Interiors. She is one of those people who is, you know, just an amazing community person, has her hands in everything that she can to help out. She's part of the Gaines meetings that take place here the second Wednesday of every month.
I want to go to one of those.
She owns Hazel Tree. She's an interior decorator. She's got a history. She was like a set designer at the Carousel Theater back in the day. She's a singer in a band. She's a really awesome person.
Wow.
She used to be at the Carousel? Okay, I have a really funny story about the Carousel. Ready?
I do too, but yours is probably
okay,
better.
Okay, wait. Do you think yours is better than mine?
I can't tell mine. I'll put it that way.
Why?
So you tell yours.
What? Okay, so I'll tell mine.
We'll go out for a beer one night, and I'll tell you mine.
My story, I'll record it. So, secretly.
Well, now I know.
I every time, we're going to go out to get a beer. And then,
never
like,
go for beers
I'm
with Ryan.
I'm always going to have my phone recording.
No, now I'm never going to be comfortable talking around you.
How about that Carousel?
Oh, yeah. So, as the Carousel was closing, it was closed down. It was abandoned for, not abandoned, but it was just an empty building for, 3 or 4 years or something like that for a while. And then a church bought it. So I saw somebody was working on it, and I drove by, and the garage door was cracked open about a foot and a half.
Oh, no.
I crawled underneath and went inside. I didn't know it was a church at first.
I just thought of Clarice Starling from Silence of the Lambs going under the garage door. Go ahead. Did you find a jar with a head in it?
No.
Okay.
I But so I didn't know it was a church. So as I crawled underneath, the first thought in my mind was like, I don't know what I'm doing, why I'm doing this. The second thought was, these are probably going to be like drug dealers, like doing like a deal right now, and they're going to have to kill the little white boy.
The skinny white boy, they're gonna have to kill,
like, you saw too much. Throw him in the river. Stuff like that. So I went in there, and like I start looking around, and then like these two older gentlemen like come out of nowhere, and I'm like on the stage like looking around. It's really cool in the stage. I mean, it's such a beautiful space. And like these two guys come out, and they're like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, oh, "I'm just looking." And
they get out their pellet gun.
And they ask
get out
me,
of here, and mangy they, kids.
And they were like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "I was just looking around. I've never been here before." And they're like, "Oh well, you know, we're renovating it for a church." And I was like, first I was like, "Yes, they're not drug dealers." Then I was like, "Oh cool, it's a church. Okay, that's fine." So I asked, and they let me take two set pieces from the last show done at the Carousel.
Wow.
I now have them hanging up in my apartment.
What are they?
They're green circles.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know what they are.
I bet you could sell those to the bomb shelter for at least $25.
So whoa. I have two of them, too.
$50. You could probably even trade them for a vintage tea set.
So I do. It's set pieces from the last Carousel.
Trips me out, yeah.
I love the bomb shelter. You've never
I
been
do
there
too.
Or
I
heard
do
about
too.
It. It's so cool.
I've heard of it.
You call yourself an Akronite?
This is what the show is really about. It's about me living in Akron my whole life.
It's all about exposing Ben.
And I don't know anything about Akron.
To what's cool. Yeah. That could be a whole other, I don't know, spin-off series.
No, we're going to do like
Let's
video.
Expose Ben.
Let's expose Ben.
Idiot Abroad or like one of those survival
Some
shows.
Some people will watch to see if we're exposing you, like taking off your clothes. And some will see if we're exposing you to places. Ben.
He's going
to
get Akron tattooed right across his chest.
Unbox Ben.
I know a tattoo artist.
I don't. No.
Whatever you guys
no
need.
No tattoos?
I've got a Rolodex. I'll just
do you have a tattoo?
No.
You do?
I am not a creature of permanence. So that's not for me. I don't like anything I can't change.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like. I like change. I like variance and variety.
That's true.
And I've said that to people. I'm like, oh, you know, I feel like if I got one, ultimately, I'd be like, ugh, I don't want it there anymore. I want to change it. I want it to become.
Then you just get a new
like,
one.
Oh, that's
you just get the same
says.
One. You just get the same
like,
one
no,
like in five different places.
No, that's when you get a new one. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't change.
They're
the one
addictive
I have.
Too.
I know. So it's just not for me. I would want to change it, and you obviously can't. And the other thing is, I think your body's like the most valuable thing you'll ever have, right? I mean, it's priceless, whatever, even if it looks like shit. It's just, it is what it is. You
right.
know? But it's like your organs and you need it. And okay, so it's priceless. It's the most valuable thing you'll ever have. And let's say you got a really, really, really expensive new car, which is not worth as much as your body, but it's expensive.
What kind of car
would
are
you put
about?
Some cheesy?
Yeah, it depends
would you,
on the car, right?
Yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever your dream car is that costs like $100,000 or more.
What's your dream car, Ben?
I don't have one. I don't.
Would you put a cheesy bumper sticker on it?
No.
Right?
No.
So this is your. I want to say
but
it, so I won't say.
Would you
this
paint
is your body.
Awesome flames
so,
on it?
So no. So well. Yeah. If it was like if we're talking, you know.
Would you give it
I
a really
love,
nice paint job?
I do
job.
Love muscle cars.
Dodge Challenger.
Ooh, no one's ever touched me like that.
Dodge
on this
Challenger.
Issue.
That's what I mean. Would you give it a really nice paint job with like
and
a
I think and
like
I think tattoo art's
white
cool and I think it looks good on people. It's just not for, you know. Jason's got so many cool ones.
Yeah, I was checking him out.
Yeah. I mean, it's
just
like
checking
it's
Jason out.
Look, give him
do you want to try his sausage gumbo?
Ooh.
I can hook that up.
Does sausage it have tattoo gumbo. In it?
Mm. Is there sausage a tattoo
gumbo.
In it?
Gumbo.
but yeah, I see what you mean.
This is wrong. Oh my god, I want
Ben. She's making sexual jokes.
I want my dad.
No, this is family oriented. No, okay. But I see what you're saying. I wouldn't want to. I don't like permanent things on my body either.
I get it.
I don't think there's really anything.
I just don't like permanent anything. You know,
really
I don't want my apartment or my
life.
House to look the exact same way for the rest of my life. I don't
yeah.
want anything. I don't want the same car for the rest of my life. I don't want the same. You know, my job, I'm very fortunate in that it keeps me going.
You do something different every
and
day.
I have thousands of different things I do mm-hmm. in a given week. It's crazy. I can't keep up most of the time, but I wouldn't change it. You know what I mean? Whether it's creating menu items or you know, going to events, catering, working the concerts at night that we're open for. I mean, there's nights where I go home and my legs feel like they're broken because I've been going for 12 hours. Maybe we catered two catering jobs today and we worked the cafe and had a busy lunch and then we worked a show at night and we have to, you know, get up and do something else tomorrow. But it's awesome. I love jumping around. I like changing
it. It keeps you busy. It keeps you busy. And what's nice about
I'm high energy, so
doing something different or your job is different every day or whatever is that it goes by faster.
That's
and it
true
doesn't
too.
Feel oh, like that, work.
Correct.
I, like
I think
days.
With any job.
I like my long days.
I think if you are busy, whatever your job may be, if you're busy, it's going to go by faster.
Yeah. Well,
you whether you enjoy
are,
it or not.
You two are like one in the same where you both like keeping
I
busy all the time.
I do feel like maybe we came from the same uterus. Like you're my twin I didn't know about.
Really?
But no, I'm not like that at all. I have to have my downtime.
Ben has to have his alone time.
I have to just chill a lot.
Ben, I'm like, Ben, what are you doing tonight?
I love chilling, but then I get lazy.
You know what he does on
like,
his birthday
Because then I get used
year?
To it, and I like it, and then it's hard
Elizabeth,
to get back
Elizabeth.
Into being... What, I'm sorry.
Ask Ben
Focus.
What he does on his birthday every year.
No, that's not every year.
What he's done for the last 2 years on his birthday.
That's not true.
What he did one time on his birthday.
You can tell me.
Okay, for my...
I won't tell anyone.
Go
like,
ahead.
Go ahead.
It was it's a secret.
What?
It doesn't go, you know, past
I don't.
This.
I don't... It's we're recording
just,
it.
Just say it into
oh,
the
yeah.
mic. I'm not going to tell anybody. Just say it into the mic real quick.
Okay, sorry. So this does not leave this room.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No, it was my 23rd birthday. I think I worked that day too, but I got home and we had a rehearsal for something. Anyway, I got home and I sat down and watched Schindler's List by myself. Alone.
That's so cheerful. That's so...
Yeah.
Wow.
This
what
past
a horrible
birthday, I watched,
movie did choice.
I
did you cry?
So, yeah.
So you did something that made you cry. You did something that made yeah. yourself. You made yourself cry on your birthday.
It's my birthday. I can cry if I want to. Or it's my party.
I swear we did not plan that. That wasn't like some cheesy joke. I was like, I'm gonna say this, and then you
well,
say
it,
this.
It's okay. It wasn't funny. So. Okay, Ryan needs some time to recover
oh
from this.
God.
Ryan's crying now. You made Ryan cry.
This year I watched Skyfall with my sister, so it wasn't alone that.
Ooh, I love that song. I love that song that it opens
Adele.
With.
Oh, Adele, yeah.
Let
can you play that?
Fall.
No.
This is. I'm just letting you know. He's never going to want to do this with me again. Anytime
fall.
A song comes up, I'm going to ask if he can play it.
You just really like the
ukulele. Cody, pick a song.
What
song.
Give us a song, Cody.
I don't know that song. What song?
Any song. Boys Around Here. Oh, Ben, boys around here. Well, the boys around here.
This is licensed music.
Okay, well, we won't sing it then. Then I'll change the words. Ready?
Boys around here.
Drinking that ice cold tears. Thinking about the boys, thinking about stuff. Running them red dirt roads out, thinking about lunch.
You guys are serious. You really are in a band. I forgot about that. You said that, and I'm like, oh, guys, I always say
hey,
that.
Hey, a lady, I work at Hale Farm, and the lady came through
oh, that's awesome.
With some school groups.
That's way cooler than scraps
yeah.
of metal.
Well,
metal.
The chaperone, she recognized me from Copper Pennies.
Really?
Yeah, she asked me, hey, are you in Copper Pennies? I said, no.
What?
No, I told her, yeah, but yeah, she recognized me.
Is that
me
the name of your band?
Copper Pennies, yeah.
Plug. Shameless plug.
Yeah, right. Well, we
already talked. We dropped it in
you
at
should.
Least once.
Have you ever played at musical?
We have not.
No, we've been around for about a year
Sorry.
Now.
Our anniversary is May 30th. Mm-hmm. Our 1 year anniversary is May 30th. Mm-hmm. And
I'm gonna make a note to be out of town on May 30th.
Aww.
I was wondering what you were writing. Like, why are you writing?
And we have two for our anniversary weekend. We got two shows. We're playing.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben. You're already booked for your anniversary.
Well,
show.
Yes.
The point. It's not like an anniversary show specifically,
nah.
but it's just we
per
were playing.
Se.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, we'll on the 29th, we'll be at Canal Park.
Uh-huh.
Playing there for the Rubber Ducks game. We'll be playing there from 5 to 6. After 6, though, we're not playing. So
that's really cool. You're playing,
on the 29th.
You're playing at the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And then on May 30th, we're going to Market District up in Portage Crossing.
That'll
Crossings
be our third time playing
at
there.
Giant
so
Eagle.
It'll be very nice.
They love us there.
Look at you guys.
Yeah. At Giant freaking Eagle, they love us.
That's
Isn't that awesome?
Have you been?
You guys
been
have that very safe suburban white boy look about you, and that's
yeah.
what that's what Giant
yeah,
Eagle
Yeah, Ben. White
Why
boy
are we
look.
Like fiving
yes.
over that.
Yes. Any place that sells like brown paper lunch bags. And Mentos, that's your crowd.
Have you been to the Market District?
I have.
It is very nice. They have a bar.
I agree.
And stuff.
No, that yeah. that room with all the booze and the wine room, and then there's the actual liquor room, and there's a fireplace and a couch. It's like
just brown paper bags.
It's like the little fireplace nook. It's like just want, you know, they want you to buy some scotch. They're like, yes. Bust out the scotch, sit down.
Just sit down, enjoy some spend scotchy scotch.
Do they let
scotch.
You do that? Like, buy? No, no. And also,
there's a bar there. Yeah.
No, I know there's a bar, but are you allowed to purchase a bottle and, like, enjoy it by the fireplace? Probably not so much.
Probably, I don't know, because wouldn't that be in public intoxication?
That's what I'm wondering. Well, I don't know.
Cody, what?
I didn't say you had to get completely drunk. I didn't say you guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They actually have Ron Swanson's. Do you watch Parks and Rec?
You know, I'm just going to say it.
You don't watch TV.
I feel very strongly. I'm not a Parks and Rec girl. I'm a 30 Rock.
30 Rock. Yeah.
I like
there's
both.
A difference in the humor, and, one is just levels above the other.
Yeah, 30 Rock is definitely up here. It's like Arrested Development and 30 Rock.
I have good taste and thoughts. Parks and Rec, I can't get into it.
Parks and Rec is more accessible.
Like, I have good taste. No, I'm kidding. It's I even like Amy Poehler, you know? I don't know. It's just not as funny to me. I can't.
I never got into it. Now I kind of want to watch because Chris
Pratt. I have to be picky. I don't have a lot of time to watch stuff, so I do have to be picky.
Mm-hmm. I only have like 3 shows I keep up
on. I go to bed every night watching Iron Chef on Netflix now. That's my new.
I was going to say, you watch a lot of Food Network stuff, don't you?
I do. Like,
Diners, Drivers, and Dives?
No, you know, I'm picky. I like Iron Chef. I love Chopped. I like Chopped. Next Food Star competition.
You are Chopped.
The next Food Network star, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I haven't watched Food Network in a long time.
I love Food Network.
I would just watch it just to watch them make food that I would never get to eat.
Yeah, you will get hungry. That kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. I'll be like,
don't watch it on an empty stomach.
That looks so good.
And we don't
have any of those ingredients, so I can't even come close to that right now.
We have about like 5 minutes or so left.
Thank God. I mean, good. Oh, it went by so fast.
Yeah. We usually end the show with some recommendations, and I know we didn't ask you like ahead of time to think of something. Yeah, we each.
Why is he laughing?
I don't know why you're laughing. What's wrong, Ryan?
Ryan's laughing at us.
I can't help it.
Oh.
Why? What am I doing wrong?
Because you're so cute, Ben. I love it. It's that white boy look.
You have this.
I'm starting to feel like I don't want to be part of this anymore. Like, and I want my business to feel. Because I feel like there's lawsuits coming.
My lawsuit, like, Lionel will be like, it's all Elizabeth's fault. Like. Your Honor, we call Elizabeth to the stand, and you'd be like, I didn't do it. I just said it wasn't me. I just made a joke that they were making out. It's not my fault.
So
nice this, callback.
All this material that they typed up ahead of time for me that I've read to you, that I've said.
Thank you for sticking to the script also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I just want to clarify that you guys are really good writers. This
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Did I do
that.
Okay?
I wrote all of it. So. No. Yeah.
I didn't help at all.
Are we allowed to do the recommendations?
We can do the recommendations.
You were making fun of me for it.
No, I wasn't. No. Listen, the recommendations are very important. His first one was a Legend of Zelda game.
He goes, Zelda game.
I want to recommend a Majora's Mask.
I think that's what somebody who watches Schindler's List on their birthday would recommend.
Oh my gosh.
That makes sense.
I'm just going to leave.
That makes sense.
Ben, I got another co-host. Go away.
Okay.
So let's do some recommends.
What?
Ben,
no.
You start.
I'm like, I just realized what you said. Now I'm holding Ben's hand.
What did I say?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do some recommends.
No, what he said.
Okay. I
have to think of what mine is, actually. So you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I just watched a documentary this past week on Netflix called Winnebago Man.
Oh, me too. No, I'm not just saying me too. I just watched a documentary this past weekend on Netflix called Winnebago Man. I can say that exact sentence completely. I just watched it like Saturday morning.
Talk, converse.
Yeah.
Who liked it? Pros, cons. Go.
Okay.
Defend yourself.
I think that guy is awesome. And I got kind of.
Someone give a brief synopsis.
I got kind of peeved when everybody was like, oh, he's so angry. He's so angry. I hate this guy. Why is he so angry? Okay, I love this guy. He's actually really funny. But why is he so angry?
Like the last.
To me, he was just like a smart, intelligent man. That was like, that was his humor. That was his way. And I thought it was awesome. I didn't think he was like overly angry and, oh my God, he's going to die of a heart attack. I thought he was awesome all the way around.
He's a cynical.
He reminded me of one of my relatives.
Who is it?
That was normal.
Okay,
I'm saying that was normal behavior to me. To be like swearing and like, what are you, you idiot? Get that. Give that to me. Okay, now Chuck, God. He's just like, God, I wish I had 10 of me. And I can relate to that.
What? Who is it?
Okay, so there was an ad made for a Winnebago years ago, like 70s, 80s or something. And the guy 80s. The guy in the ad.
She's a pro.
He was pissed. Just very upset. And so they had all this footage that they cut out of the ad of him just going crazy, swearing like crazy.
They distributed the outtakes. They pieced them all together, and it was him, like, you know, getting mad because there were flies and it was really hot, whatever state they were in, it was like really hot and humid, and I think it was maybe Southern Kentucky or something.
So what's the whole documentary about?
It's just about the fact that that whole thing went viral, that it got so much attention.
Oh, okay.
He got fired over it.
Wow.
He got a ton of attention that he didn't want from it. And then
did he like end up like,
and then this documentary dude,
what
I can't
happened?
Remember his name,
no.
wanted to seek him out and
Ben,
wanted
his
to
name br- is Ben.
Wanted to bring him to light and find out why that happened, find out how it made him feel, all this stuff. And this guy had his own like sort of very serious political opinions that he wanted to messages he wanted to get out to the world. He didn't want to be known for that. He didn't want to be known for what he was known for, being Winnebago man that got all upset all the time. So
yeah,
you just have to watch it. In the end, he does, you know.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
I'll just say the last 20 minutes of the documentary just made me smile. Like, I was smiling for the entire last.
So it's a documentary that makes you feel good at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
You ever watch a documentary that makes you feel like crap the entire way through?
Oh, like the one where they.
Act of Killing?
The Blackfish.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just watch and you're like, I loved SeaWorld. Now I hate it with every fiber in my being.
Yep.
Those people.
I don't believe in the circus anymore. Like
I used to love the circus.
Yeah, as a kid, I mean, please bring me to the circus now. I mean, every time, over and over, I love it. No. Yeah, I don't. You know, those animals shouldn't be shackled and
now you never thought about that as a kid.
Put under the stress and traveled around the world to perform. You know, and it's like not normal and not healthy and not right. So now I'm like, circus, thumbs down. I'll go to the zoo. I will go to the zoo.
Growing up sucks. You just see all this stuff.
But you know, for the animals' sake, it's like if we were all kids and we didn't care, then
yeah, oh yeah, true.
So it's probably good that we develop these opinions and thoughts, and maybe can
we became unique.
Stop buying those circus tickets.
I
saw some nasty stuff about what the animals. Oh, I hate it. To train the tigers one time, they held a raw piece of steak in front of its face, right?
Okay.
And if the tiger's on its pedestal, it's like in the arena, it's in the scene, but they're training them. And there's no one around, obviously, but somebody was secretly taping. And if they reached for the steak, for the meat, without the command to do so, they took these metal rods and they beat him in the head. No. Like, you don't do that. So they would beat him in the head.
And that's how you train a lion?
Yeah, because a tiger. So
tiger.
Or the elephants are constantly
cat.
Hooked and just
animal.
Like, they had those, like, metal rods with the little hooks in the end. They're constantly hooking them into their skin to get them to move.
I don't know why circuses
awesome.
Are still around.
I wish that was me.
I don't know why circuses are still around. Clowns are scary. The animals. Like, why do people still go to circuses?
Now we know Ryan's afraid of clowns. I just think that's key because, like, I'm pretty sure that's
They're just weird, okay?
I'm writing two things down. Be out of town on
May
30th.
I don't remember the last time I've heard about a
clowns.
Circus except for, like, Cirque du Soleil.
Barnum and Bailey's.
Ooh, I love Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... That's not
nobody's
like a circus,
beating them
so.
In the head when
Barnum
they reach for steak. Unless
no,
they're like, don't
no,
eat that, you'll
Soleil.
Get fat. They hit him.
You won't be able to swing from the ropes.
No.
Can you fit in your leotard?
No French toast, ham, and cheese paninis for them.
Oh. Call back.
You must weigh 80 pounds and be able to bend over into a backward circle at any given time. You will eat the tomato and three pieces of spinach.
You had what today? Stick your finger down your throat. Get it out.
No, those guys work so hard. Now, see, here's another good documentary. Interesting. Cirque du Soleil looks so awesome, and it is, and it's great. But I saw a documentary. Those guys work so hard.
Yes.
So insanely hard, and it's not a particularly happy scene behind the scenes, man.
It's like Disney
are
World?
Overworked. It's very stressful. I don't know if they make good money. I don't want to say that because I'm not sure, but they're away from their, obviously, traveling internationally. And they're away from home for long periods of time, and it's a very hard, very, very stressful life for them. Like, I saw the behind-the-scenes documentary, whatever
what's,
the heck. And
do you know,
they weren't,
know
like,
called?
All, like, high-fiving and, like, yeah, good show. They were, like...
You were great.
Man, they were, like, on the verge of tears.
It's like Black Swan. The what is
that?
Darren Aronofsky.
Like,
did
you see it?
What's that?
I haven't seen it. I like Darren Aronofsky, though, but I haven't seen Black Swan.
That's Mila Kunis and Natalie
Aren't
Portman.
We over time?
Yeah. Probably.
What are you guys talking
about?
I mean,
do you have a recommendation, Ryan?
Oh, what are we recommending? Just, oh, so you're recommending Winnebago Man.
Yeah, Winnebago Man. Winnebago.
I'm going to say Daredevil, the new Netflix series.
Okay, so we're recommending movies? Is this
anything. It can be anything.
Vegetables, I don't know.
Anything. So, like, I mean, you don't understand how that works with me. There's so many things I can't. Give me a category.
Okay,
if you want to do movies, I'll do movies.
Something you've experienced in like the past week or
okay.
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Netflix.
Well, thanks for taking Winnebago, man, Ben.
Yeah, nice, so Ben. I was going to say that one,
it
too.
It was like he knew. It was like.
I'm going to say the Netflix series Daredevil.
That's my recommendation. Netflix. Have you guys heard of Netflix?
I haven't.
What's that?
You remember when it was just like they would just send you DVDs? They didn't have the online streaming?
Yeah, my friends used to get that.
Yeah.
They yelled at me one time for that. So my girlfriend at the time and me and I would use
my girlfriend
the same
and me and I.
We would use the same account, I'm sorry. But at two different locations, and they caught us, and they yelled at us, and they deactivated my account.
Whoa! Mm-hmm.
They were like, "There's no way you're in Canton and you're in Cuyahoga Falls within 12 minutes of each other watching Netflix." I'm like, "I'm sorry, Netflix gods, please don't take it away." And they were like, "Whoosh!" And they hit me in the head with a stick.
That is
strange.
They
took it away from me.
I can't believe they did that. I've done that. What, like you share a Netflix account?
Yeah, but it was like when it first came out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't think they care so much anymore.
No, now they don't care.
There's so many
people.
They're
like billionaires now. Yeah. They do not care. But that's my recommendation because it's a great show. Vincent D'Onofrio's in it. He's amazing. He's so great. Vinny D. Gomer Pyle. Anybody?
Anybody? Just trying to think of what to recommend. I haven't even been listening to you in a while.
What'd you say?
Huh? I'm trying to think of what to recommend.
Where am I?
We kind of put you on the spot, so.
No, you said in the past week, so I'm trying to think. And my week's, this particular week is just, like, I can't even, you want to see this week? That's it. I'm not lying.
No,
it's kind of crazy. This is this week. But, this is this week. And here's you guys, okay.
Hey,
we're in there.
Work. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I love their stars, and it's highlighted, and stuff's crossed out. It looks
I have something cool to recommend.
Ooh, shoot it.
Okay, if there are any artists out there, there's a project called, I want to get this right. It's either Artists for Entrepreneurs or Entrepreneurs for Artists, and there's classes for it at
Chris, Artists as an Entrepreneur Institute.
Thank you.
Wait, well, can we repeat that in the Artists as an
Artist as an Entrepreneur?
The intelligent one speaks up.
Adoy.
So it's Artists as an Entrepreneur
Institute,
and there's classes at Summit Art Space. We actually catered one of the classes this week. A young lady named
Are they free?
The classes? That's a good question. He may know more about it. They're not, but they have really.
I bet they're not probably.
They have really great local people who are giving you really great.
Advice.
Valuable advice and information, whether, you know, in different aspects, different subjects each time. And Courtney Cable, who is organizing it, called us to do some food. And so I got to go over there in person before the class, mind you, and learned a little bit more about it and saw this space. But I thought, what an awesome project, because there's a lot of artists who are very talented, but just being artists, a lot of times they don't know how to manage their work or manage their careers. There's a couple in this neighborhood that are really good at it. Todd V, you know, there's people that are really, really awesome. They can paint, they can take pictures, do videography, and they can market themselves. And then there's artists who have a hard time with that. So it's a really great project for them. If anyone's interested, I'm sure they can go to the Summit Art Space website.
Now I feel dumb for recommending Daredevil. Yours
was
so cool, and I was like, Daredevil, they punch each other.
No.
It's so cool.
You know why? Because I was lame, and I opened up my little planner to show you my craziness, and I saw that.
I have my planner right here.
Because I was like, what did I do that's cool this week that I can recommend? I didn't watch any movies this week. I don't have time for that. I have a real job.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be movies, whatever.
No,
that's a good recommendation.
I don't have a real job. I have a lot of fun, I just had a hectic week. Look, next week, much cleaner. No big deal.
Oh,
so we've got the Akron Farm and Flea coming up in this neighborhood, FYI, next Saturday. That's May 2nd. You can go to Akron Farm and Flea. It's a really great outdoor farm and flea market that we started last year. It's going to be the first Saturday of each month this summer. And the wonderful woman who organizes Crafty Mart, Britt Cherick, is going to be organizing that as well. So it's in very good hands. The cafe will be open. We'll be open for food, that is. And we will also have the art walk following it. So the Downtown Akron Art Walk is awesome to attend if nobody's done that. It's completely free. You can go to different artist spaces and locales and studios and see them in action or see what they're making. And the trolley is...
We rode the trolley. It was cool.
Yeah. We went on the
so cool.
I could see you driving the trolley. Like, I just pictured you.
Hands
at the
up,
helm.
Guys.
No hands.
Look.
Ryan, the trolley driver.
I want them to let me drive it one night. And I
do
will
too. That's me. I do that. I was in Jamaica one time, and we were drunk, and we were coming home from a bar back to
you
the
didn't drive the trolley
back
drunk.
To the hotel. Jinx. I should say. No, listen to this. And this cab picked us up, and it was a minivan, mind you. And we're driving back, and
minicab.
You know, yeah, because we. You know, yeah. So we're going back Uber. to the hotel, to the resort, and this guy is driving this dude, and I'm just like, hey, I'm like, this is awesome. You're on the wrong side of the road. I want to drive. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
You want to drive?
He's like, okay. That's and he pulls Jamaican. Over, and I'm looking at my friends. No. I'm looking at everybody like, is he really letting me drive right now?
He is serious.
And I drove. I drove on the wrong side of the road in Jamaica.
Intoxicated.
Oh, and nice. And I'm pretty sure the steering wheel was also on the opposite side of the car.
Don't
I
drive
yes.
drunk.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they would be.
I didn't know where I was going. It was dark. It wasn't familiar to me. I don't know the roads there. And I'd live to tell the story today. So.
Okay. But don't drive drunk. Don't drink and drive.
Unless you're in Jamaica, you're on the wrong side of the road.
No, don't even do it.
You're driving
then.
Your own taxi.
So what I'm saying is, if I did that, specific. If I did that, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to drive the trolley sober.
I want to. I mean, think that I want us to do. If like
I tell
a whole
that story
while
the,
we're driving the trolley,
if I tell my story to the powers that be that control
I'm write
the trolley
that down.
System,
it's a great idea.
I don't see
why they wouldn't let you.
I feel like Mr. Rogers.
Oh yeah,
with the little
you need
tiny
a little sweater. You need
to the land of make believe.
I want someone in the back, like behind seats, doing the hand puppets. Like, be like,
that's your buddy here.
Yeah, Ben.
With King Friday and
yeah,
I don't remember.
He obviously knows the characters. All of a sudden, he's like, "Oh, I really don't know though."
His name, Mr. Rogers. I didn't watch that. What are you talking about?
I sat down and watched the theme song on YouTube. I don't know why.
Can you play it?
No. I just remember.
I told you can't bring up a song without me.
I don't know.
I know you lately.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I just like watched Mr. Rogers. The theme song on YouTube.
Why?
I don't know. I don't remember what brought me there.
It must have been his birthday.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's a good time.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap
well,
it up.
Well, before.
Bam!
Wait.
There's
events coming up. Elizabeth gave out some. There's
and they're great family days. They're great date night or date afternoon type things. And it's good to come out and support the artists and vendors as well as, you know, get yourself some time downtown and see what's going on.
All right. So. Next Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd of May, or actually it's the 1st and then the 3rd of May, Act It Up Theater in the Falls will be, they have a show going on up there. It's actually a theater Ben and I have both been in before. We weren't able to do this show, but they have it's a mystery dinner theater. It's really cool, and they based it off like a Bible story. It's really cool. That's going on. Guys, don't forget, this is nerdy, next Friday night, Avengers 2 comes out. And then that Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. So hit up your local comic book store for free comic books.
Nice.
That's always going on.
Ooh, I know something else I can recommend. I went to the Square Records event party. It was National Record Store Day. That's what I should have plugged too. That was my cool past week. So go to Square Records. They had a big event last Saturday, so they're still going to have a lot of cool new vinyls in stock from that because, like, they got a ton, and I know they sold a ton, but they'll still have some really cool ones. I got 5.
Which ones?
Scored.
Any good ones?
I got the Sex Pistol album, Never Trust a Hippie, which is really cool, not just because of the music and what it is, but, like, the cover is all black and white and yellow, which are the logo colors for Urban Eats, so I was like, oh.
Are you going to hang it up?
This has to go in the shop.
Nice.
It was a little too easy. It just was too perfect. I also got a Dead Milkman vinyl. This is going to, people who aren't into my music are now going to like basically
alienate
forget
you.
Everything else I said because that's how that happens. Like if you don't, I don't feel her music. I don't care about what she said now. I got a Kenny Rogers Greatest Hits thing.
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah. I did because when I was a toddler, the first two songs I remember jamming out to with my parents was The Gambler. Like, in the car, it was just on the radio. The Gambler at that time. And Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
So I was like, those were the first things I remember singing to when I learned to talk.
I can't play those.
Obviously, I never stopped.
Ben can't play any of those.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
He's just playing around.
No,
or is that a licensed song?
That's pretty.
Not.
You're just playing along. Just playing around?
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds
like
good.
How does that not make you happy when you hear that?
All right, guys.
Ryan swaying. He's swaying to the music.
We want to thank you, everybody,
thank
for coming
you.
Out today. We want to thank Liz.
Thank
Liz,
you, guys.
thank you so much for coming on. You've been an amazing guest tonight.
Today, had so much fun. I'll tell you what, this was like the highlight of my day. I just had fun with you guys. I think you're an awesome group of people.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Chris. Chris, say thank you. Are you welcome?
You're welcome.
Say you're welcome, Chris.
Chris!
don't hit me.
Stick in the head.
And Cody gets ice cream now.
Yeah, Cody. But thank you guys so much for coming out, and keep it an Akron day, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.